Maybe the episode would be called Bonk.
Bonk. Hard bonk. Welcome to Confidently Answer Bonk, the podcast where we bonk, bonk,
no,
bonk,
no,
bonk.
We don't know bonkery things.
And I'm Zach Bonk Tell.
And I'm Kelsey Dara, because you know what? You're enough. You don't need extra little jazzy words.
Zach's being nice because literally seconds before we started recording, I got an email. Literally, like, right, instead of just hitting record, I should just hit record.
I know, I was just thinking about that.
I just saw the title of the email with, like, the subject line, and I was like,
what was the subject?
The name of the project plus the network. And so,
of course, you had to open it.
Yeah, I made a documentary that, like, has been passed and passed and passed around.
It's been molested by this town.
It's literally been all fingers all over it.
Yeah.
So many close calls. And then we had a big streamer reach out that was like, we want it. We're excited
reached
about
out
it.
To you.
Yeah.
This is reflective in dating, too. Mm. When the guy does the legwork, they love bond you.
They bonked me.
They love bonked you.
They love bonked me. And then I just got the email that said, we're going to pass. And like, my heart just like. The thing about rejection, right, that I always try to go back to is rejection is protection.
Yes.
Because something would have happened in this parallel universe.
Yes.
Some fucking crazy shit would have happened. The fucking network would have blown up. Someone would have come out as like a Me Too'd fucking piece of shit. All of his projects get canned.
For sure.
Something would have gone down in this version of reality.
There's also like a saying that I'm going to butcher in a second. That's like, if things aren't resolved, they're not over.
Ooh.
So.
What was that noise?
Okay, you know what? It sounded like a fart. But like it came fart. From where neither of us is sitting. So I was like, unless Chelsea. Unfortunately, I'm the network and I'm passing on our friendship.
How did that happen?
I have farts on the brain.
How did that happen?
Well, it happened because Chelsea and Kelsey are the same name.
But who in your life is Chelsea?
No, Clinton. Honestly, that's it.
So how
now
does this
some Chelsea's
happen?
Well, I will say before we didn't talk about the Netflix show being canned, uh-huh. Did we? Okay, there's a girl. One of the girls is Chelsea.
Okay, so your brain
maybe,
was just thinking of Chelsea?
I was thinking about the two lead actresses in case you asked and I needed to tell you.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say it now.
No, now, especially because you guys saw that in real time, the way that I am abused on this show, being called Chelsea time.
Wow.
And you don't even notice half the time. You caught it then because it was silent because we were focusing on that wall fart.
Okay, what I was going to say was Kelsey's learning how to like ventriloquist her farts where they're like she's throwing them like to they're in different places in the room.
Dude, the thing about rejection with these projects, right, is it just takes one to change the fucking course of your life.
Yeah.
And the course of your bank account for the year.
Yeah, honestly, it's been so long since someone's paid me a chunk of money. I forgot money was involved in this industry.
Like a big chunk of money just to get you through the year.
Yeah.
And like not have to worry, maybe take on another project. And the thing about docs is like they take a lot of time and upkeep because even when you're done, it's not done. Like there's constantly things happening. Like things
like
that I filmed.
Oh, like the story update?
Yes. And 2020 now has a million updates. And like, thank God the production company behind that one is still willing to like push it. We're 4 years now from conception of the idea. So like, yay. But just this one was upsetting because this is like a really big passion project. And the confidants know about it. The confident bottoms know it's the doc about Marley Liss, the woman who came and told her story on this podcast a few years ago. We became very good friends. We're very close.
I don't know if the camera's going to pick it up, but you did something crazy to your eyelash.
What did I do?
You made like some of them have seceded from the union of the others and they're kind of like doing their own thing.
They're trying to pass. They're trying to flee.
Yeah.
And what did I do? I just clipped them back on.
Honey, they're They are leaving. Okay, they're getting on a jet plane.
Wait, okay.
Oh, good. You just literally executed them.
One fell off.
Okay, I see what happens when you make Chelsea mad.
Do you see what, but like the stress, I'm pulling out chunks of fake eyelashes.
Oh my God, should I handcuff you for this act?
I think I'm going to need to deco den right after this. Can you explain to the confidants what you're looking at?
First of all, do you get mad when I say you have methy energy?
Not at all.
Okay, because
you do. It's the most accurate description of anything of ADHD I've ever had.
I just need to know if I need to stop being honest in order to like save our friendship.
No, our friendship's as beaten as it can be.
But what's just off camera is a Frankenstein of desks and drawers covered in fake cake supplies.
Yep.
In which to decorate probably unwilling objects. If the objects knew what was in store for them, they'd be like, that's cruel and unusual punishment. Please leave me alone. And then Kelsey just comes in with her glue gun and she's like,
you don't think so bad. See, I think I'm like queer eyeing them. I think I'm making them more better. I think I'm going like, look at
you're
you.
Definitely dumbing them down, which just makes them more better things.
You just a little plain jewelry box. Why don't I throw a fucking fake cherry and strawberry juice on you?
Okay, but you're not queer eyeing. You are like drag queening them. You're turning these very unsuspecting items, mainly jewelry boxes and phone cases, from what I can tell. And covering them in fake icing, beads, little disco balls, medium disco balls, charms. What a great word.
Yeah.
Is that new?
Yeah, we just came out with it.
Charms, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It is so right up your alley. I can't even put into words.
And Zach graciously donated a filing cabinet to me.
Oh yeah, I did.
The way you looked, like you were surprised, like I didn't just come get this desk from your house.
I know. I was surprised that I was gracious.
You didn't know you were feeding my habit, did you?
No, of course I did.
Yeah.
Honestly, okay. When it comes to keeping Kelsey off the streets, I just have to give her like one of my home goods to kind of like to scratch the itch.
To feed.
I give her like a little hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did go to Home Goods to this.
I know.
But it was all for the pets. I went and got a bunch of pet stuff.
That doesn't make it okay. She also, and that's a lie. Kelsey.
What?
You're a liar.
Okay.
You also got a little lamp and she put, is that for the pets?
It's for my eyes to see.
You're a liar.
So that I can sell more fake cakes so that I can pay for my pet's lives. Do you know how expensive it is to get a dog teeth cleaning?
She got a little lamp and she goes, it was only $12.
Yeah.
And I go, that doesn't make it okay.
But we're going to see how good it is so that when I'm crafting, I can see.
Okay. Are you a pilgrim all of a sudden? Do you need to craft by candlelight? It's so bright in this room right now.
Listen, those light bulbs, I'm going to shout out to my ex-boyfriend, Jared. He bought them. They're $20 a bulb.
But they last like
one,
longer
two, three,
than us.
One, two, three, four, five. There's six of them and they are so fucking bright. They're supposed to emulate like the brightness of a fucking like dentist office. It's so bright in here.
Honey, you know, there's a ring light on right now too.
That too. My point is, when it's 7 o'clock at night,
yeah,
and I just want to unwind and put fake frosting on a jewelry box, I don't need dentist lighting.
You want low light.
Yeah, I need mood lamp light, but I still need to be able to see my charms.
And you only spent $12 on a little cheap thing. You should have spent more.
See, this is what I'm saying. Point is, if I'm going to fund my own habit, I need to be able to pay it off. So I made my first fucking sale today.
Oh my God, my first sale.
Should I shout out the person who bought it? Okay.
And if you want some stuff you don't need, go to kelseydara.com.
Stop it!
What's your website?
kelseydara.com.
Nice. And Dara is spelled unlike you ever
expect. It's Isabella. Placed an order. My first ever order.
Hey, what's a medium-sized cake box going to put me back?
The jewelry boxes are $35.
Oh, Kelsey, that's too cheap.
I got
way too cheap.
Just what like this, not even like the same amount of charms and quality sells for on Etsy.
Wait, say that question again.
Okay. Guess
oh, just the box.
Guess what, like, the box of, like, just frosting and, like, one heart goes for?
Oh, on Etsy?
Mm-hmm.
$70.
$80.
I was pretty close.
You were close. Point is, I'm selling them for a fucking steal, brother.
And that's because you sickly get a thrill out of making them.
And I get a high from seeing that little notification of
that, like, you sold it.
Someone placed an order. I'm like, I have purpose.
Wait, do you know that you'd have to sell 96 of them before you made a profit?
Yeah, probably.
So if you want to help Kelsey, go to kelseydara.com. And are you doing custom orders? Or
would do custom orders.
But that is from a picture that you put up.
Yeah.
How many are up on the site right now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
There's 8 and products.
One's been sold.
So do you 7. Sign them?
I can on the bottom.
I think you should in case you die soon. And then it immediately becomes worth
it. Honestly,
more
money. At the rate that my life is going, it could be sober
soon.
Don't
say that.
I'm being, let me be sad girl for a second.
Okay, you can kill yourself.
Also, I have to poop. Can I poop? I have to poop so bad. Here.
Do you need
here.
To poop?
No, you know what? Tell a story.
She went, no, I don't need to poop. Although, she'd been like, she said to herself twice, do I need to poop? It was under her breath, but obviously it was loud enough for me to hear it. And I was a responsible who took a big fat dump before I came here. I am fully back. Okay, you know what's sick, you guys? We just talked about killing ourselves. If I overdose on anything, it's going to be caffeine. I told myself no caffeine. And I did it for almost a full day. And then I got a soda, which I don't consider to be actually caffeine for whatever reason. It's such a negligible amount. But then today I had a little cold brew can of coffee from Trader Joe's. And when I got to Kelsey's, the first thing I said, I almost said Chelsea again. The first thing I said was, do you have the materials to make me a fun coffee drink? And she, do you poop that bad?
Yes.
Anyway, you guys, I'm going to be butt chugging Celsius in like a minute, because when I drink too much caffeine, all my addict brain tells me to do.
Wait, so did you already have a Celsius today?
No, but like it's been like 4 days without a Celsius.
Whoa!
I know. And I didn't have caffeine at all yesterday except for a little kid's soda in the nighttime.
Dude, why are you doing this?
Well, because I know I shouldn't have caffeine, but I want it.
Rejection is protection. I think that's the episode. Something about being rejected all the time.
What's that mean in that context, though? I'm not rejecting. I'm rejecting caffeine.
Yeah. Because you need to protect your heart.
I'm like letting caffeine, like, I'm like, my parents are going to bed soon. Just meet me in the backyard. And then I like butt chug the Celsius.
Did you ever sneak people into your house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. Some of the best orgasms are in secret.
Agreed. That adds to the hotness of it. Yeah. But you mean a tiny alien popping out of your fucking body?
That's a dick in my mouth.
Jesus Christ. No thanks.
But picture my eyes are watering and I'm looking up at you. Does that make it better?
No, it makes me want to call somebody. Makes me want to
the sexy
get you
police.
Help.
No.
What was I just saying?
Rejection is protection.
Yeah, but what else?
Condoms are protection, which I reject.
Okay, speaking of the opposite of rejection, we have to very quickly tell our listeners that our very good friend of the pod and of life, Sequoia B. Holmes, her podcast, Black People Love Paramore, is up for a Webby. Against, are you ready for this? Oprah's podcast and Black Panther's podcast. However, she's in second place right now.
Oh, it's like a vote in.
Yes.
Thing. I don't like those.
I don't like them either. But listen, she is an indie podcast. She does it all herself and like got a publishing platform, but they didn't put her in the indie category. They put her in the mainstream podcast category.
Whoa.
So she's up against Oprah and Black Panther, but she's in second place right now. So we're going to put a link in the description. Everyone go vote for Black People Love Paramore podcast.
Is Black Panther winning?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
But she's like,
she's like, Oprah people don't use the internet that much.
I feel like they're also like, it's Oprah. What if fucking, why would I vote for her a Webby?
Yeah, that's right. That actually might be mean.
Yeah.
If Oprah had to know what a Webby was.
Yeah, she's not going. You know
she's
what I mean?
Like, oh, I have a Webby. Do I need to have it removed? She looks at her toes. She's like, no, they're all separate.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I can see the space. Anyway, okay, so go vote for Sequoia, please, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell them where? Just people are going to Google Sequoia and click on images.
See a beautiful
and,
tree.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be the link in the description of this episode.
Oh, wow.
You can also just go to the Webbies and vote that
wow.
way.
Wow.
Ooh, you're in a mood today.
Am I?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about my, like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a weekend defined by a twink. Right? So I had shows in Palm Springs.
Look.
And this boy tapped me on Grindr. I go to investigate. We've shared pics and flirted when in New York for Con Hod Live.
Stop!
He's 6 foot, skinny, long hair, 24.
A gay?
Cute guy? Of course gay. Very like Italian looking.
Uh-huh.
Fashionable. We had unlocked our albums, which is where the slutty pictures are.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we didn't hook up in New York because I was probably with you the whole time.
Yeah.
And then so we were like, oh my God, haha, we've talked before. So we went for a breakfast date at the Parker.
Okay.
Yeah, Norma's or whatever, that restaurant there. Then I got him a ticket to Fortune show that night
yeah.
and he came and then we like hung out in the casino after.
Oh my God.
And then the next morning we went to like the Palm Springs.
Wait, hold on. You're missing a very large chunk of the night.
We didn't do anything.
What?
I know.
He slept over?
Nope.
We he just
hung
went
out
home.
In the casino. Yep. I know. And okay. So then the next morning we went to the flea market, the big flea market in Palm Springs. We just had the best time. Last night, he came over and we made pizza and talked, no TV on, just talked. Still no physical contact. So we might just be friends, but here's where I need you to weigh in. Even though I'm a relationship and sexpert.
Well,
I've had a lot of both.
You've had a lot of relationships.
I'm not good at them. But
I think you've had a lot of relations.
Yes, ma'am. So after, during the flea market, somehow like it came up, like we were talking about bodies or our bodies. And I was like, oh, well, you know, you have a gorgeous body, like the booty's there, the dick's there, all those. And he's like, yeah, you locked your album.
Huh?
So I, you know, I said we'd shared in New York. He's like, yeah, I noticed you locked your album, which means he can't see the photos
Why?
Of me anymore.
Did you lock it?
Well, I just go through periodically and lock.
It Why? Was
because I don't want just be guys that I don't have active connections with.
Oh, okay.
It's more for like, do you want this? Like,
oh,
you don't like let the person wear the diamond ring all over the shop.
Yeah.
Like you take it back at some point. You're like, if you're not buying it,
give it
back.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I noticed you locked your album. And I was like, oh, I just do that sometimes. So then I went home and I unlocked it.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, ha ha. And I was like, well, I didn't want to be like, I wanted things to be even. He's like, oh, he's like, no, I just didn't want to pressure you into unlocking it. And I was like, no pressure at all. And he's like, so hot, obviously. So I don't know if we're just not doing the sexual stuff yet.
Wow.
I know.
This is so unlike you. It's very confusing.
Because you mean I suck dick really fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, you're someone who can very quickly be like, we're
What's
either
hooking
up or we're just friends.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. I really do enjoy his company. So, like, if it is just a friendship, that's okay.
But you know what would be cool? Someone whose company you enjoy and you also sleep with.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm going to say again, he's 24.
Did you have the top-bottom combo?
He's verse.
Okay.
And he also, I said, like, what do you look for in, like, a sexual partner? And he's like, honestly, I'm really easy to please. My past exes have been very, one was, like, really big. One was, like, really little.
Dick-wise?
No, like, person-wise.
Oh.
Spiritually. And he's like, I'm really pretty easy to please. Like, I'm open-minded, down the flow, adventurous. And I was like, okay.
That's almost two amalgamous. What's his hard edge? What keeps him hot?
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, maybe he is like a demisexual and
it
like
needs a connection.
He needs like, yeah. And that's why it's been a different type of guy both time.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you my expertise in this. I have this special talent, and I'm going to tell you, you need to pull out your phone to do this, but I'm going to tell you, do you have your phone?
Wouldn't it be crazy if I didn't?
Yeah, because
I would start screaming and crying.
Fucking thighs. I'm going to tell you what my special talent is right after the break. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Okay, my special talent that nobody knows.
While we were on break, Kelsey put my phone up her pussy. And she texted me from it.
Which was crazy because I had your phone.
Yeah.
And you got the text.
It was like a ding, 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 ding.
I have a talent of looking at someone's picture and telling you immediately what's wrong with them. Like, not even like that what's wrong with them, but like what's right about them. Or like, I've never looked at a picture and been and told my friends what's up with them and been wrong. And I used to do this with my friend who used to live with me all the time. And I'd be like, nope, that guy's got shark eyes. Or like, oh yeah, no, he definitely like isn't over his ex. And like, I've been predicting accurately, like, 9 times out of 10.
Wait, and you just need to see one photo of
No, I need to see like their profile.
So I don't. I mean, I can show you his Grindr.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need to see what he looks like.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, this falls right under rejection is protection, baby. What an episode theme we've got.
Wait, I was going to say one other thing about him. He's 24. That's a red flag.
He's a little bit bland. What's special about him?
He's not bland.
Oh.
He's like, he went to Cornell. He has his master's.
In what?
He lived in Italy for a year.
Oh.
His dad opens like restaurants all over the world.
Oh, shit.
Not restaurants, like jazz dinner clubs.
Oh, bitch. This is hot.
He has a job in fashion right now, like against his will, sort of. Well, this designer like fell in love with him as a person. He's like, please come work for me. You're so good with people and you're so fashionable. And he like basically sells to like department stores, like he sells this designer label.
Buyer seller.
Yeah.
Fashion. Yeah.
And he's like, but he's like desperate to get back to New York. And like, he's kind of just like stuck here for work right now.
Mm.
But he's not negative.
What does he want to do?
He wants to, this is really sweet.
Save kittens from burning buildings?
No.
Oh.
He actually wants to throw kittens into burning buildings.
Got it.
He goes, they make a popping sound. No. He wants to make like, affordable housing a thing for not just like people who are like on the state's dime, like not like tiny apartments and like high rises. He wants to be like, people should have a home and like a yard. Yeah. And like that should not be unfathomable for like regular people.
So this is just a dream he has, or like what is he?
He's 24. Give him some time. When I was 24, I was literally doing experimental drugs and like getting blasted in my ass every weekend.
Okay, here we go. Oh, Lord. Oh.
And then you swipe up.
Okay. Oh. Okay, so it's giving...
And you're going to tell what's wrong with him.
Yeah. Well, or what's right with him.
Okay.
It's giving, I've never been in a relationship before.
Okay, interesting.
It's also giving,
He's 24. He was literally born 18 days ago.
Like, has no idea how to make the first move.
Oh!
No idea. No
idea. Interesting.
Yeah. Like, not very... like confident, but not,
but insecure,
confident bitch. It's like, that's the name of the show. He's super cute. The first photo is like him at the gym, I think, like with headphones on, like looking off up in the distance, kind of like, oh, can't be bothered. Like,
yeah. That's Gen Z.
Yeah.
Gen Z is like slightly out of focus. Gen Z is like not looking at the camera.
No.
Gen Z is blurry. Like, yeah, blurry in fact.
Yeah. And like a sweatshirt with like your fucking Starbucks oversized and your pimple stickers on. Gen Z don't give a fuck.
They also do give a fuck.
Yeah. It's giving, I would say demisexual.
Really?
I would say like
he's kind of like an ethereal thing.
Yes. Giving atmospheric. He's more of like a vibe than a person.
Okay. I look at the photos again. It's just clothes floating in the air.
He's gone.
Like, he's a vibe. But he like will like also like he's a good communicator.
Okay.
And he's like, I've been having such a nice time with you.
Ernest.
Oh, here's a thing.
Oh.
He's like. No, it's too much of an extension to the story.
Okay.
But I don't think it's like
pertinent.
Well, I offered my spare bedroom to him while he was like forced to be in LA.
Oh, that's news. That's very Kelsey of you.
Kelsey be finding people and furniture on the streets and just bringing them in.
Damn.
She power washes them in the driveway and drags them into her house.
Made the app we move in basically after a month of knowing each other.
That's also like, though, like you just like your flow.
What does that mean?
You're in flow.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like flow progressive from that commercial about auto insurance.
What if I was like, no, like flow period.
A period. Period. On God.
I wish I could do that. Can you do it?
Not good.
Okay.
Okay, that's problematic. Carry on.
Wait, is it?
I just feel like it's appropriative.
We didn't even do it.
A big mouth people.
Oh. Okay, so you doubled down with an insult.
Mm. I have a big mouth. I can mouth this whole microphone.
What that mouth do, boo? Anyway. Oh, but I offered twice and he turned it down both times. And I don't want to put you out yet. He spoke very, he's like, you're so sweet.
Where's he staying right now?
At a friend's. This is where it got into a long story. He has a Tesla that he's like leased. It got hit by a car. He can't leave the state until the insurance stuff is done. So his work is like, we can't pay for your apartment anymore. So he's been like Airbnb-ing sometimes, also going on weekend trips places to just like, he has to pay money anyway to stay places.
Yeah.
And so he's been staying at like friends' houses, but like on couches and stuff. And I was like, I literally have a guest room. And especially because I couldn't tell if it was a friend vibe.
Right.
If it's a friend, by
you're
all
staying
means,
over.
Take, yeah, take
well,
the...
also, you guys are so new to knowing each other. Maybe he'll change his mind. Because I don't know that I would immediately stay at a friend's house. free?
But you would offer. That's the thing about you, I think.
Yeah.
You'd be like, please.
I'm like, I literally have a Murphy bed for that reason, so that like friends can stay over.
Okay, so I'm going to offer him your house, actually.
Honestly, if he could take care of the cats or something while I'm out of town, great.
This is the thing. You'd love him.
I would.
You'd love him.
Let's hang out.
Okay.
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 Rejection is protection.
What's going on in your holes?
My holes. I went to the gyno today. She's got a yeast. Get this. This will probably mean nothing to you, but yeasty girls will know. I had a yeast infection. Here's what happened. Didn't we talk about this last time? I got sweat, semen, and sauna'd. I got the three S's.
Yeah, that does sound vaguely familiar.
And I got a yeasty infection from it. I had to take three Diflucan, three Fluconazole. What? And it did not get rid of the yeast infection.
Are those vaginal?
They're
oral. Is that like Monistat? Oh, have you put the egg up?
The egg doesn't really do much.
It doesn't?
No.
Wait, and isn't there like a 1 day, a 3 day, and a 5 day?
Yeah. Why do you know that much?
I think I heard it on a podcast, but they were talking about like how like volatile the 1 day is.
Yeah, it's basically like
a pussy bomb.
Yeah, you know in Avatar when like the white people come in and blow up the entire blue people's planet? That's what's happening in your pussy during Monistat.
That's the egg?
Yeah.
Wow, the egg's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's literally like, let me wipe everything clean and start. Let me fucking colonize your pussy.
Let me scrape the walls.
Yeah. So I don't love the egg, but I take an oral pill that you're supposed to take one and done, and it gets rid of a yeast infection. I took fucking three. It's been like a week and a half. And
is that why you went to the
gyno? Yeah, because I was like, girl, what is going on?
She won't leave.
She won't leave.
Squatter's rights in your puss.
I literally squatted and was like, can you get this thing out? And she looked in and was like, yeah, it's not bad. Like, it's where is it itching? And I kind of showed her and she was like, yeah, I think you are getting, it's like the tail end of a yeast infection, but the yeast is also like more on your vulva opening. Like, it's almost like a skin yeast. Like a baby diaper rash. She called me baby.
I'm just a baby.
I got a yeasty pussy. And so she gave me just like this little cream. So now
it's topical.
Yeah. Now I'm for the first time about to try cream pussy cream.
If I had a pussy.
Yeah.
And it was yeasty.
Yeah.
I think the first thing I would try is a cream. Or a yeast infection inside.
Inside.
And what it's like.
Candida overgrowth.
It's bread.
It pops out toast.
You've got a Subway footlong that just
and it smells just like a Subway.
I
walk by and you're like,
was hoping.
I don't know why, but I'm tempted to go in now.
That wouldn't bother me. If it was just a smell, that wouldn't bother me.
Can I tell you something? I'm about to say something gross.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I don't know if I want to say this.
You've got
to. I'm gonna say it. But I'm not thrilled about it. I'm not thrilled this happened and now that I'm this far.
Yes.
I'm saying it. Me and the athlete, obviously, we were having too much sex and I was wearing a wet bathing suit. And then I went in a sauna and a jacuzzi and that's why I got a yeast infection 2 weeks ago. Crushed three Diflucan. I thought it was about to be gone, but I knew I was going to the gyno today. So last night I was like, why don't we, you know.
Fill me up. Why don't we give the gyno something to
talk
find?
About, you know, put a toy up in there. It's like a Happy Meal. What surprise are you going to find in there? I was like, no, let's just like see how it feels. So we hadn't had sex in like 2 weeks. And so we kind of like bone for just like a couple seconds. And I'm like,
no.
Well, it was a combination of that. And he was going to come for real fast. Because it had been like 2 weeks. And I was like, ooh, let me just hop off for a second. And I was like, let me blow him.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And it was like an Olive Garden breadstick. It was like buttery and garlicky. And you're like, is it right? Did it taste like bread?
It was like.
This podcast better be
it's so
flagged gross. And demonetized immediately.
It was like if you had left sour bread out.
Not left it out.
Like, I know you're supposed to leave sour bread out, sourdough out, but it was like sourdough.
Sour sourdough.
Sour sourdough.
Sourdough by Warheads.
And I like he was like ready to finish. And I like did like one little like loop and I was like, oh no.
Hurry, come in my mouth so it tastes better in there.
Literally, that's what happened. And I was like, thank you. Like, God.
Like gargling with cum just to get the sourdough taste out of your mouth.
I hope my parents they have never listened to this podcast, but just for some reason, I really hope they don't listen.
My mom listens. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. So that was my problem.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tasted my own yeast infection. God, see, I just imagine some AI fucking troll, be it like one day when someone wants to cancel me, they're going to go through every podcast and pick out every nasty fucked up thing I ever said and make a compilation and put it out on the internet.
What you just said is a crime against yourself, if anything else. No jury of your peers will find you guilty of anything. It's being a freak little bitch. Your Honor, she a freak.
She a little freak. She a little nasty should be her rap name. Little nasty on the track. Oh my God. More like little nasty on that dick. Oh, hey, shout out to my sister's birthdays this weekend.
Shout out to my sister's birthday this week.
Yeah, so it'll be Monday. It'll be 3 days ago. Shout out to Megan.
Does she say what she's turning or is that...
35?
Wow.
Yeah, middle age. No. Middle of 30.
Thank you, Kelsey.
You're welcome.
That would have taken a lot of us a bit to put together.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
Wow. I have been flirting with a guy on Grindr.
Go figure.
So unlike me.
I know.
He is a manager at my gym.
Oh.
And he's like muscular.
Oh.
A little bit bigger than me.
Oh.
And we were both like, I was leaving the gym and he was like walking across the courtyard. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go say hi. Because we never made like human contact. It was just on Grindr.
But you were like watching it.
Hey. And I think I made him a little nervous. But it was so nice because it's like, it's that when you made me go flirt with that guy.
Yes.
It really, I think, like, it knocked something down. Not a whistle tone.
I love this because I love people that will go flirt with someone.
You know what? It really does go so far.
It goes always better than you expect.
I think I agree. Says the two, like, pretty cute people.
Even if you're like, I agree. Sometimes I'd be looking like this out in public. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sometimes you'd be looking like that, smelling like bread.
I'm like, shit, you like Subway? And so honestly, like, it's just about confidence. I was sitting having coffee the other day and a guy came up to me and was like, hey, this is going to be so weird, but you have
an erection. And I'd love to put it in your bread oven.
Yeah. Can you cheese wrap?
I have a 6-inch
crust. He goes, I'm about to head to my photography lab and you're wearing a cool outfit. I have two film captures left. You might have to take a picture of you. And I was like, oh my God, that's so nice. And I was like eating a croissant, but I did have a cool outfit on. And so I like snapped
crumbs
a few pics
everywhere.
And I was like, when I was saying bye, I was like, oh, sorry. I'm like, well, that's such a spaz. Like I like have fucking crumbs all over me. And he was like, no. If anything, you should teach the class in confidence. And I was like, and so even though I looked a little busted, I think it's really just about confidence.
I mean, I think that man and his students and peers would agree.
And you know what? Rejection is protection.
It is.
And you know, it's fine.
Wow.
Did you get the gym guy's number or what?
Well, no, we're just still on Grindr, but he did message me. He's like, thanks for the cute like intro. And I was like, I couldn't read this.
It's so hot when you know how hot you are.
But we also had talked about our sexual, what's it called when you're inclined to do something? Sexual inclination.
Okay.
Isn't it crazy how the word was in the word?
Watching that was art. That's what a proud parent must feel like, watching their kids like finish a puzzle.
You got it.
Yeah, come on, put the
like
ball
me
on the
sounding
hole.
Things out.
Yeah.
Put penis. but I'm excited to I feel like we're edging because mm-hmm. like we've chatted and exchanged the pics on line.com and now we've like had a little interaction uh-huh. and he kind of like looked me like up and down. Like it's been established that he really wants to eat my ass.
Hell
and so
yeah.
He kind of like looked and I was like sweaty and like I was disgusting looking, but that's also hot. And yeah. Then now it's just like a matter of like schedules.
Damn. So by next week, we should have some
by
updates.
Next week, I bet I will have had a gym manager's tongue in my butt.
Hell
and
yeah.
You will have a full on pussy excavation.
I'm hoping for a new one. Honestly,
does it burn and itch when a dick is in it?
It doesn't. It just feels uncomfortable. Like, it's not really pleasurable at all.
And then what if you put the yeast infection in his pee hole?
Very, very hard to do, because the reason why we get them is like microbiomes, and they don't like have that. So it would have to go up the urethra, like inside. It's more likely to get on the skin than in the pee-pee hole.
So would you go as far to say that penises are superior to vaginas?
And on next week's episode, we find a different reason to cancel that. Do you have anything to promote?
May 2nd, Diamond yes. Typewriter. I'm doing a live version of After Hours. It's for Netflix and the Joke Festival. Please come!
I'll be there. And hey, I have something to promote. Buy my fake cake jewelry boxes
on
KelseyDara.com, because I couldn't sell my documentary, and this is how I'm going to have to pay my bills this
yes.
year.
Yes.
Yet.
Haven't sold it yet.
And by next week, maybe we'll have
this place
something.
Is going to be full of cakes. Please buy them.
It's bursting at the seam with cake.
And before they're $70,000.
Yes. And hey, if we don't sell, guess what, baby? Rejection is protection.
Yeah.
See you next week.